public display how the non-Jews were unsuccessful in their religious persecution. They tried to cause Jewish people to forego their principles and not observe halacha, that we are obligated to display the pirsum anes even to the non-Jews, to show that we haven't given up an iota of our commitment to Yiddishkeit. That he says, based on the diyukim, if you say in Rashi that tichla regla tarmudoi means that the tarmudoi themselves, these non-Jews, they have to see the menorah, which again is a questionable diyuk. You could say it just means that as long as the non-Jewish wood salesmen are on the street, there'll be Jews on the street, but you're really supposed to light it for the Jews. But according to that pshat, that was what he said. But still, there is an aspect of pirsum nisa by reading the Megillah. What do you want to say, Shemi?
You're saying if lighting the candle is just like Megillah, reading the Megillah, then why do you say challah? Why do you not say challah also?
Why do we not say challah?
Why do you say challah by
Chanukah?
You're saying like that.
For it wasn't
in the Gemara says. That's a good question. The Gemara says that the days of Chanukah were established as a holiday for Hodah and Halal. Kovim v'asom yom toivim v'halal lo'idah. So the part of the takana of Chanukah was to recite Halal. Why don't we recite Halal on Purim? There's a question raised by the Gemara in Megillah Daflid Dal. The Gemara gives two different answers. One answer, the Gemara is, actually three answers. One answer the Gemara gives is that it's Neis Chutzlar. You don't say Halal on Neis Chutzlar. Second answer, the Gemara, the Gemara says Akati b'nei Achashverosh anan, we're still slaves to Achashverosh. And then the Gemara says, according to one man, I think it's Reb Nachman, he says that in fact, reading the Megillah is in place of Halal. Kriyasa zui lulo. Reading the Megillah is considered in place of Halal. And there are different interpretations of that man. What does it mean that reading the Megillah is in place of Halal? It's a very famous sheet of the Meiri. Meiri says, a big chiddush, we're not passing this way, but Meiri says that if a person was in a situation that he was unable to read the Megillah because he doesn't have a chlaf, he's stuck on a desert island, he doesn't have a Megillah, he should say halal! Because the Gemara only says, that reading the Megillah takes the place of halal. But if you don't have a Megillah, you should say halal. We're not passing that way, others disagree. But that's as far as why we don't say halal on Purim. But in terms of reading the Megillah does contain this dimension of Pirsum HaNeis. It's a good question what Mickey's asking. But let's see a little further. Maybe what there'll be some nafkaminas between these two aspects of the mitzvah. It says in salvation, Yisai Bozeh Nira, Harry Kenneth continues in paragraph Beis. Tehine Kankos of the Rambam, here the Rambam states, the Dina Adoka Piske Abatim Uli Kuvam. Here the Rambam says that where do the rabbis make a takana that you should light the candles? It says in the language of the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, Umadlikin bohen haneirois ba'erev al pischei abachim. You light the candles at the entrance of your house. So it sounds like from the wording of the Rambam that that's an absolute requirement. And if you don't light it outdoors, you're not yotzei. The takana was to light it outdoors in a way that it's going to demonstrate the miracle. However, he points out that Ari Kedim, La'alon Beredavid was a ches, Ebi Adid, the Shas Sakana, later though in Beredavid, the rabbi quotes the halacha, which is still even in the Gemara, that in a time of danger, you don't have to light it outside at the entrance of your home, but the Gemara says, and the rabbi quotes it, Bimea Sakana, says the rabbi, Bimea Chodim Nechanim, with the Chbesan, and Bifnim, in a time of danger, you can leave the candle inside in your home, and even if you put it on the table, that's enough, says the Rambam. The language of the Gemara was, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara in Shabbos, it says, "Bishas sakana minicha al shulchanoi." Not sure if it says also the dayoy. But if Salichik is bothered, what's pshat in the language again in the Rambam? The Rambam started off, he says, in a time of danger, you light indoors. Why does he continue? And even if you put it on the table, it traditional kula that the Rambam is saying, and even if you lit it on the table, that's enough. So says the Rav Venira. The Rambam Mechadish Bozet, what we see is that the Rambam is teaching us the following. The Rambam is teaching us that you're supposed to light your candles even if you're in a situation that you're not going to publicize the nes at all. Even in a case that no one in your house is going to see the candles. The God goes there, that even in that circumstance, you have a chiyuv to light the candles. Why? Because it's a second aspect of the mitzvah, which is merely to do the maisa adbaka, the act of lighting. Where do we see this? That this perhaps is what the Rambam is driving at. So he quotes the Ramah. And Simon Tofrei Shai Nalos Zayin, the Rambam says, "In kol makom yizayish lelahu kabakim shalatik on eretz klashon." The Rambam says that when you light hot candles, you should be careful not to light it in the place that you light candles all year long. Kol makom hekatzas niyaboy. You need a little bit of a recognition to show that these candles are not regular candles that you light your stand in your house for illumination. But rather, these are candles for the mitzvah. The kol zem yishum ekeru l'bnei habayis. Pshat Ramah is because a person has to make a heder, he has to show that this is a different lighting. He's not just lighting candles stock for light, he's lighting chag candles. He has to publicize the nes. Says the Rav, what is this based on? This sheet of the Ramah that when you light the candles, you shouldn't light them in the same places where you normally light candles. But who al pishitas atayis b'shabes the dira maskil v'e? Taisus there says to ilo yadik madlik. Taisus says that even though it says in the Gemara that a person is supposed to light his candles during this time span of from shkia achetich l'regel nashuk from sunset until people leave the market, Taisus says that if a person comes home late at night. Nowadays, since we're lighting for the Bnei HaBayis, people indoors, very famous places, Taisus says you can light the menorah even later than that, even 11 o'clock at night, let's say. Someone comes home late from a work, a party. As long as there are people up in your home, you can light the candles, even though it's way past the time frame that is delineated in the Gemara. Gemara says you should light between sunset and a half hour later, tichle regel and ashuk. The Rif says that's a half an hour. Taisi says you can still light as long as there are people up. Why? Because you're lighting for the people indoors. So, based on that, you see that there is Prisume Nisa, but the Prisume Nisa is for the people inside. And that says, the Harika, then is the Svara, why the Ramah says when you light your candles, you have to have them in a separate place. You shouldn't light them in the place that you normally light candles throughout the year. But I'll say, also, your Rabbi Levaya. The Rambam says no. The Bishas Sadana Yochel Anicha Afila Shulchana. The Rambam says, where can you put your candles during the time of danger? You can leave it on the table. Shehu Makim Shemiachos Neiros Kolashana. That's the place that you normally light candles all year long. That's where you light it. With, let's say your Shabbos candles. You light it on the table. But look, you're in a kever klal Bishas Sadana. The Rambam holds you don't need in a time of danger to make any kind of matter, any kind of distinction. In order to make it apparent that these are Hanukkah candles. You can light the candles inside on the table in the regular place where you normally light the regular candles. Now, the Zed Zohar clear, but this needs to be understood. Hala Rambam, personally, Nisa Maker denied the Baka. The Rambam, after all, holds that publicizing the miracle is a fundamental aspect of the mitzvah of lighting the candles. So why does he say that in time of danger you can light it on the table? In the regular place, says the Rav, Achen Avir Vazehu, Apimashin is but. But we can explain this based on what we explained above. The Shita Saraba, the Rabbah holds, the Intakon of Yuchadis Bishas Sakon Alib Lahadu Kufnim. The Rabbah holds, it's not that the Bishad is that the Rabbanah made a separate Takona that in a time of danger you should light your candles indoors. The Bishad is the following, Elad Bechor, Abad Nechani Yeshne Dim Nefrodim. But rather, in general, whenever you light candles, there's two aspects. Mitzvah sa'ad mo'akot is a mitzvah, the act of lighting. The chayvas miras is the second aspect of the mitzvah, which is the prophesying the miracle. The asher alim b'shas takonu l'shayach afrasmanes. So the Rambam shita is that in a time of danger, when it's dangerous to light the menorah outdoors, so you can't fulfill that aspect of the mitzvah miras manes. Sagi lebekach, it's sufficient. Shemikai rakis mitzad mago, it's sufficient if now you do only one part of the mitzvah, which is the act of lighting. That's why the Rambam says, it's enough if you lit and you leave the candle on the table. That even though by lighting it on the table, which is the normal place that we light candles all year long, we light the Shabbos candles on the table, so it's not apparent necessarily to the people or to anybody that these are Chanukah candles, the Rambam holds it doesn't matter. Why? Because in a time of danger, so you only have the option or the availability do one aspect of the mitzvah, which is namely which aspect of Maisa Adwaka, the act of lighting. It doesn't matter that it's not apparent, that it's not publicized in the next. And therefore, the Rambam says you can leave it in the place that you light all year long. So he says the following: according to this, it would turn out the Gam Shleiv Shas Takana, even if it's not a time of danger. The Bozev and Sadechiv Chrismanes Chayvah Alachot. So you're obligated technically to light outdoors in order to publicize the miracle, become welcome now that it's nin. But if you light inside, actually, then Pirsa Manes will you on. So even though you're not going to fulfill the Ikr Takana of Pirsa Manes, publicizing the miracle, I'll be mitzvah sad, welcome your king, but you would fulfill the mitzvah of lighting. Kumavur, the Lush and Ramam Le'el, Shehen, Shnei, Dinim, Lithrodin. Like we've seen in Ramam, that these are two separate requirements, like two separate dinim. There's a mitzvah of Maisak Loka, and then there's a mitzvah of Pirsa Manes. So if you lit in, even Bisman Azeh, if you lit inside, you'd fulfill the mitzvah of Havoka. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsa Manes. You ask a question in the brackets. How you can ask a kasha on that? The Rabban Shita is that you're not out of light after Tichlo Red Mashal. The Rabban holds that the time to light is only from Shkia in the other half an hour, basically. That's it, till Tichlo Red Mashal. According to this, why not? You should be able to light it afterwards in order to fill the mitzvah of the Maisa Adlaka, the act of lighting, even though there's no person made Nisa. So he says you have to say that the Rambam holds that the Zman of the mitzvah, that's Ma'akit, that's part of the actual Takana. They said this is a time frame to do the mitzvah. But when you actually light, you're fulfilling two different things. There's the mitzvah of lighting, and then there's the mitzvah of person made Nisa. But the time frame when they were Misakim, that you should light is only the time frame of Asher Tichlo Red Mashal. The Zman of the Mitzvah is Cholo, is independent from the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is actually two different Kiyum. There's a Kiyum of Adlaka, and then there's a Kiyum of Pirsa Manes. But the Zman of Adlaka has to be the Zman when it's Roy for Pirsa Manes. That's what he starts off his Pshat in these two different Dinim. Then we'll see, he continues to develop this idea and discuss perhaps what are some nafkaminas that are relevant or ramifications that come out of these two dinim. As Hashem, we'll continue with that next week. So save these sheets. It's a very fundamental piece. Okay, have a great week, everybody.